What's up? My name is Jack, and I'm subbing on WMFO, Medford Tufts 91.5 FM Freeform Radio today. My regular show is called the Rocky Mountain Oyster View on at Wednesdays at 11 a.m., but today I am subbing for Radio 10 at 5 p.m. on a Monday. For my special edition episode of this show, which thank you to Gene, who allowed me the sub slot this morning. I'm playing Drexia, the Detroit techno duo's full album, Harness the Storm. Released in 2002, it still stands strong as a landmark of the genre, forward thinking, and beautifully designed. One of my favorites of all time. I hope you guys enjoy. This first song from it is one of my favorites, titled Undersea Disturbances. Lots of aquatic theming by this group. They had a whole kind of mythology that they developed about an undersea kind of empire of sorts or whatever that they like to sort of world build around their music with, I suppose. But I figured it was a good time to play this because we've got an hour to spare. Album's about an hour long, and I think it is an incredible and rather underrated record. After this, I mean, it's just the next song on the album, but the next song is another absolute classic, Digital Tsunami, perhaps the most recognizable song from this record, although that's not saying very much because I don't think that many people listen to Drexia. Anyways, stick with me for the next hour for more and more of this, some repetitive beats, some good sounds, I don't know what to tell you. Nevertheless, I'll be here and I'll be playing Drexia. All right. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed the first couple songs of Harness the Storm by Drexia, which is what I will be playing for this hour from 5 to 6 p.m. here in Somerville. This song playing right now with these creepy little sounds in them is called Soul of the Sea. The last song was Digital Tsunami, and I was going to say the one before that, but I already told you the name, and if you weren't paying attention, you're not going to get a reminder, so too bad. I don't really have too much to say, but I just wanted to talk about some songs. Digital Tsunami, the last track, is probably the highest highest tempo that you see on this record. Detroit techno can kind of range from kind of mid-tempo to a little bit faster paced BPMs, but I think a lot of what Drexia does remains in the kind of realm of playing with ambient textures and stuff, with the strong percussion undercurrent. So I think Digital Tsunami, that last tune, is about as dance floor ready as it gets, so to speak. But I wouldn't say that it's like, as far as techno records go, this one errs on the side of conceptuality a little bit more than you know, just pure dance floor banginess. But you know, there's still a song or two here that I would be happy to hear in that kind of context. But you know, that's how it goes. And I guess I can give a quick little quick lesson on what Detroit techno is, because I keep saying it, so I should probably define my terms, right? Well, Detroit techno is basically the foundational steps of techno, the music genre that many of us now know in lots of different ways that's proliferated around the world. It all began in Detroit, Michigan, where an influx of cheaply produced and way cheaper than ever before drum machines produced in Asia were crossing to American markets, and it sort of democratized electronic music production in a way that hadn't really ever happened before. I don't know. Consumers were able to get their hands on these like Japanese drum machines, and some of these people that got their hands on them were these three guys from suburbs of Detroit named the Belleville Three. It's Juan Atkins, Derek May, and I think Kevin Saunders were their names. Some of them are still around and making music. Maybe all of them are, but you'd have to fact check me on that. But they started to make kind of a new sound of electronic music that was pretty heavily inspired by both funk and Kraftwerk, which there was one specific DJ, radio DJ in Detroit, whose name I don't know, who would go on the air in the 80s, and he would play these like six-hour sets, like in the middle of the night, where he would blend like European electronic music that was happening at the time, like again, Kraftwerk is the big point of reference, as well as funk and a lot of like 80s synth funk that was happening at the time. And inspired by this all, these three guys, the Belleville Three, they sort of developed their own thing with these new drum machines they had. And that came to be known as Detroit techno, and that sound got extrapolated worldwide and is now what we know as techno. And a lot of the Detroit stuff sounds quite different than what you might know as techno today, what you might hear in the club even, if you're like that. But I don't know, I think it's a really cool sound. I really enjoy it. Personally, I listen to a lot of it. A lot of it has a kind of retro feel to it, which I really enjoy as well. But yeah, I think that's enough history for today. You guys came here for music, not for me to tell you historical facts, but I hope you were okay with that. Anyways, right now we've got Song of the Green Whale, the fourth track from Harness the Storm. I think I said 2002 album by Drexia. It might have been released in 2001, but you know, I wasn't alive for either of those years, so I'll have to fact check that and get back to y'all. Anyways, I promise I'll stop talking for now until I have to read the PSA later. going to do a little bit more talking, just because I can. And also because there comes a time in every radio show, good and bad, where you got to read a little PSA. And this one is about Balkan Music Night on Saturday, February 28th. Balkan Music Night is the Boston area's premier event devoted to the exciting and soulful repertoires of traditional music and dance from Southeastern Europe. The 37th annual Balkan Music Night will be held on February 28th, featuring music and dance from Bulgaria, Greece, Macedonia, Romania, Serbia, Turkey, and more, performed by master musicians and bands from near and far. With performances of lively instrumental music and expressive vocal music, you'll be able to listen and dance to music from all corners of the Balkans and beyond. Light refreshments, dance instruction, and a dance performance are part of the fun. It all starts at 6 p.m. at the Arts at the Armory on 161 Highland Avenue, Somerville, Mass. For more details and to purchase tickets, go to BalkanMusicNight.com. That's a public service announcement from Balkan Music Night, I suppose. If you really, really, really do not like what I'm playing today, if you hate the Detroit techno, you don't like the Drexia, it's not for you. You might find a better look at the Balkan Music Festival at Arts at the Armory, whenever, on the date that I just said it would be at. Anyways, we're just chugging right along through the album, and I am also chugging along right through my readings for class, which is amazing, because that's exactly what I plan to do. That last song was titled Dr. Blofin's Black Storm Stabilizing Spheres. And this one is the Plankton Organization. I've alluded to it at the beginning of the show, but Drexia got pretty out there with their song titles and their kind of world building around their music. It's quite nerdy, but what can I say? I'm into it a little bit. And I did fact check what I was previously questioning, and this album did come out in 2002, as I said at first, but later second guessed. And I guess just to talk for a little bit longer, I've spoken already at length about Detroit techno, but maybe it would be worth talking about the early 2000s electronic music scene. They're really, I think, in the late 90s and so on and so forth, there kind of came a shift towards what they called IDM, which stood for Intelligent Dance Music. Which, you know, it's like your Aphex Twins and your Square Pushers and those types of musicians who are kind of pushing electronic music off of the dance floor and the clubs and into the headphones and into kind of more complex rhythmic sort of things that weren't really yet necessarily danceable, I would say, but were just sort of a different type of experimental pushing things in new directions. That stuff's really cool. But I think that there's a balance to be struck in dance music where you can have really interesting, texturally compelling dance music without it being like too complex for you. And I think that Drexia was around the time that a lot of that was developing, sort of showing that beautifully. I also think that there was kind of a racialized component to this movement of IDM. Believe it or not, the producers of Intelligent Dance Music, people who were calling their music that, were largely like white British guys, and a lot of techno and house music made by people of color was kind of just going out of fashion among electronic listeners, from what I've read. But I think nowadays Drexia has gotten a little bit more attention and a little more love than they probably did from like hardcore electronic fans. Needless to say, I'm rocking with them. You should be too. And I'm glad that I live in a time where I can be kind of a hipstery about music without being a dweeb and not wanting to listen to Detroit techno. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just much to think about. There's always a bigger picture out there, and whether that be Detroit techno in general or just the particular case of Drexia, who were operating about a decade to two decades after Detroit techno's inception. It's just food for thought, you know? I like thinking and I like eating, so food for thought is perfect for me. Anyways, I'm gonna just let the album play. The last four songs on it, which are going to begin whenever this song, which I don't remember if I said the title, it's the Plankton Organization. Whenever this is over, it thus begins a run of four great songs. But I think all the songs on this album are great, and that's why I chose it to play on the radio today. I'm going to get back to my reading. You guys get back to doing whatever you're doing and listening. I don't know. Thank you.
Thank you.
will be my last time on the mic because it's the last song of Harness the Storm by Drexia, their 2002 classic released on Trezor Records, which we've heard all of today if you've been listening for the last 55 minutes and you want to continue listening for the next four. Anyways, yeah, been enjoying it. I just want to talk real quickly about Drexia and their legacy and different side projects and such. Drexia formally ended, I think, in around their last album was in 2004, titled Grava 4. It was sort of like space themed. Not my favorite of theirs, to be honest, but it is what it is. There have been a lot of compilations that have come out that have been quite good with some material of theirs. And their influence definitely still bears lots of weight on the Detroit techno world and the techno world in general. I also would be remiss not to mention some side projects. One of them, I don't remember which one is which, I always mix up their names and stuff, but one of them passed away in 2002, but he was also the one who released an album under the name The Other People Place, titled Lifestyles of the Laptop Cafe. It's one of my all-time favorite records as well, similarly to this one, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful, chilled-out electronic music. What can I say? Can't ask for much more than that. And then there's the other guy from Drexia, went on to do tons and tons of side projects. I think he had Doppler Effect, Translusion, Glass Domain, to name a few. Translusion might have been the other guy, but I'm not sure. Anyways, there's a whole wide catalog that even I haven't listened to all that much of, considering it in terms of percentages and stuff. But I really like it. I hope you've enjoyed this album, Harness the Storm, today. I've sure enjoyed it. This song, I don't know if I said already, this is Birth of New Life. Last track was Lake Haze. Before that, Aquatic Cataclysm. And before that, Mission to Osea Sindor and back. My name's Jack. I'm subbing for Gene on Radio 10 today. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Tune into my regular show, The Rocky Mountain Oyster Review, at 11 on Wednesdays. I'll be around. And I hope you've enjoyed this beautiful journey through Harness the Storm by Drexia. Have a good one.